Hi, this is Dana Gardner, Principal Analyst at Inner Arbor Solutions, and you're listening to Briefings Direct. Today, we present a sponsored podcast discussion on the need to better monitor, resolve, and automate the ongoing performance of IT systems and enterprises. The trend around using remote support for monitoring, remediation, and maintenance automation is gaining steam in the global market. We expect that as companies become even more cost-conscious, that they'll seek to reduce their total cost of IT operations, and that remote support, best practices, and effective use cases will become yet even more prominent. The goal is to free up on-premises IT personnel to focus on what they do best and to offload routine and potentially unproductive chores to organizations that specialize in these tasks and that can do them at high efficiency. We're going to hear from executives at Hewlett-Packard on how remote support works and how current users are benefiting from improved systems analytics and higher productivity through remote support IT services. Here to provide the inside story on remote support, we welcome Dion Morgan, Worldwide Marketing Manager in HP Technology Services. Welcome to the show, Dion.
Thank you.
We're also joined by Claudia Ulrich, Communications Manager in Delivery Engineering at HP. Welcome, Claudia.
Thank you.
Let's start by taking a look at why remote support values make sense now, perhaps more than in the recent past, especially due to pressing economic pressures. Dion, what's the reason why remote support makes more sense now?
Well, as we know, IT organizations are under tremendous pressure today to help the business achieve three key business outcomes, and those business outcomes include accelerating business growth, reducing costs, and mitigating risk to the business. And what we have found within our research as well as in our discussions with customers is that IT is spending approximately 65% of their budget on maintenance. So, for example, at many companies, IT managers are discovering that simply maintaining and administering their existing infrastructure is now one of their major expenses. And we believe there are several reasons why this is the case. One reason is that far too much time has actually been spent by their staff on managing, monitoring, and also troubleshooting their IT infrastructure. And this is obviously, this can obviously be very expensive in both time as well as in money. And too often, there's an increased risk and unplanned downtime, which leads to an inability to really meet those business objectives and achieve those business outcomes. And then we're also finding that system complexity is adding to the problem. So in today's IT environment, there's an abundance of infrastructure, be it hardware and software. And keeping track of all of this infrastructure is just a daunting task. And when a problem actually occurs in the infrastructure, finding the source and the nature of the problem, and then coming up with a resolution can also be a daunting task.
What is the problem set that really we're seeking to solve from a technology standpoint? It's clear to me how the economics work, but what are the technology issues that remote support is addressing?
Well, it could be everything from actual hardware failures and trying to detect exactly where within the system the failure has occurred. It could be the need for additional memory or the need for additional hard drive space. So those are some of the typical problems that customers are facing, and those are problems that you can really automate the process of identifying exactly what the nature of that problem is and coming up with a solution.
So I suppose we're looking, in a sense, for needles in haystacks as well as for elephants in the room, right? It's
yes.
Sort of a micro and also a contextual set of problems.
That's right.
Great. Let's go to Claudia. Claudia, tell us a little bit about what the analysis and remote monitoring requirements are. How do companies start taking advantage of remote support? What do they need to do? What do they need to put in place to get started?
So our remote support solution is offered to customers free of charge as part of their warranty, HP Care Pack, service, or contract obligation. So they're moving away from traditional phone in support and on-site delivery to automated event reporting. And this is also called what is called phone home capabilities by adding to customers' manageability solution, the ability to monitor the complete enterprise environment by submitting automatically incidents to the support provider, and help to increase the level of services, which in return improve availability and reduce service costs for the customer. On the one side, we have HP Systems Insight Manager, which is also called HP SIM, which is a unified management platform to manage server and storage environments. By adding our solution, which is called Remote Support Pack, we can enhance HP Systems Insight Manager with remote event diagnosis and automatic submission of hardware event notification, which is securely sent to HP. At the same time, the customer already knows what's going on with his environment, so that we can also report back the case status as well as the case ID.
Just hold on. Just to be clear, this is not necessarily just HP hardware, right? This is a full panoply of different products that are supported.
Yes, that's correct. So we're looking at the complete heterogeneous IT environment. So this includes servers, storage, network, not only necessarily from HP, but also from selected vendors like IBM and Dell servers, as well as Brocade and Cisco switches.
Okay. Are we talking about labor costs, or are we talking about scale in terms of why this makes sense from the economic standpoint going back? It seems to me that when I speak to operators, they have to pick and choose quite carefully where they put their personnel, and they always seem to be behind the eight ball in terms of having enough people to manage all of the issues that they're confronted with. How would something like remote support help them better manage their personnel? Let's go to Dion for that one.
Well, one reason why this really helps to manage the personnel is because it's going to be constantly monitoring the environment 24/7. So even at the end of the day when the staff goes home, the system is still monitoring. And it also helps to filter the actual events that are coming through so that the IT organization can actually prioritize which of those events they need to take action on. So it's actually removing some of that mundane task of troubleshooting and prioritizing the events or the incidents. And it also helps because it reduces the amount of time they have to spend on the phone. So when an event is detected, that event is actually sent back to the HP support center so that the troubleshooting can begin. So gone are the days when they would have to make those frantic phone calls to the support center. That process is being automated for them.
I see. So it seems as if quite a bit of the triage and the legwork and the background preparation, maybe some context or automated processes have already been kicked off long before that phone call or message goes out to the on-site personnel and kind of gives them a head start on the problem solution process.
Yes, that's right. And if they deem that a service technician needs to come on site, then that's an automated process as well, where they don't have to pick up the phone and request an engineer. We can do an automatic dispatch as needed.
I see. So in that case, you might have someone already on premises that's been sent there that's working out the problem, and in some instances, no local intervention might be necessary at all.
That's right.
Great. How does this match up against larger IT support trends and issues? You know, we're talking about next generation data centers and using more blades, increasing utilization through the use of virtualization. How does this IT services and remote support approach align with or in any way support and augment this notion of the modernization of the data center? Mm-hmm. Let's go to Claudia on that, please.
Yeah, remote support is a critical piece of establishing the next generation data center. HP has defined six enablers to build this next generation data center. An RSP or remote support pack can definitely contribute to these enablers. Just to mention two of them, this is automation as well as management of the complete data infrastructure. It also plays a very critical role in establishing and operating this next generation data center by capturing the attention of the IT industry, requiring a stable environment, and as well as to accommodate the changes as needed. So it is important for customers that they can monitor and manage all of their IT equipment, as I indicated earlier, not just on a particular service, but across the whole holistic environment. and that they have really one single solution that integrates with their business processes and not the other way around, that they have to adjust to the remote support processes. So if we're really looking at this, one foundation to enable consolidation and modernization of a data center is also to be able to transition between the two and using a common management system, which we have with HP Systems Insight Manager. And this also includes industry trends towards virtualization, as well as blades, cloud computing, as they evolve. And the remote support pack is already designed to accommodate those business needs.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned cloud, and that's been a hot topic lately. It certainly seems that at some level, organizations are going to be having more hybrid types of acceptance and utilization of services. So services coming from a variety of perhaps cloud or hosts or partner infrastructure. So it seems to me that not only solving the problem becomes important, but identifying whose problem it is becomes more and more important over time. Is there something in the way that remote support and HP's methods work that could perhaps help in this hybridized environment where we need to find out whose problem it is before we can even begin to get into the solution? How about to you, Dion, on that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, for example, with this remote support pack, because we are able to monitor and to troubleshoot not only the HP infrastructure but also some other third-party infrastructure, that can actually help with the troubleshooting. So, for example, what we have found with customers is that when they are using these remote support tools, they're actually able to reduce the amount of time they're spending troubleshooting by 20%, and they're also able to increase the accuracy of their diagnosis by over 99%. So with these remote support tools, if they are monitoring the heterogeneous environment that Claudia talked about, that will actually speed up the process of the troubleshooting and isolation of the problem.
All right, well, let's then get into a little bit more detail about the actual view into these issues. Is there a management console? Does this align with some of the existing IT management tools and dashboards and consoles that might be in use? I suppose this is more of sort of an integration question. How does what remote support does integrate into existing IT management functions and tools? How about to you, Claudia?
The remote support pack is offered as a plugin to HP Systems Insight Manager, so which really serves as the central console of managing the customer's IT environment. So it is offered to customers during HP SIM installation, and it's centrally hosted on the same dedicated server as HP Systems Insight Manager and fully integrates into the view of HP Systems Insight Manager. So this means the customer can use HP SIM, but he can also access the service attributes and the remote support functionality as introduced with the remote support pack plugin.
Right. How are these outputs then delivered? Do you have a choice over, oh, say, a web service or an RSS feed or communications? What are the various ways in which end-user organizations can be on the receiving end of what remote support offers?
So in the HP Systems Insight Manager views, the customer will have access to his complete IT infrastructure so that he can already see what kind of servers, storage devices, network devices he has in his environment. And what he can see in addition to this is all the event information, including information about the failing part, what are the corrective actions, as well as the replace number, including their location, and even access to self-streaming videos. They can also configure HP Systems Insight Manager in order to receive proactive notification when an event is detected and automatically submitted to HP, so that they can always understand what is happening in their IT infrastructure, and they keep control, because this is really important for customers as well. They like the benefits, they appreciate the benefit, but at the same time, they always want to understand what is happening in their IT infrastructure.
Okay, great. Let's look at some examples of how this works and maybe perhaps some metrics of how companies have saved money or increased their performance and quality. Let's go to Dion on that. Mm-hmm. Do you have some case studies or enterprise use case scenarios where this has been used, and what sort of what kind of paybacks are they getting?
Yes, so the remote support pack is actually being used by many of HP's enterprise customers, and these customers represent some of the world's leading companies across many business sectors, including retailers, banking customers, manufacturing, healthcare, and the list goes on. And all of these customers have been demanding solutions that help them to increase their return on investment. And so the way that Remote Support Pack is helping is by helping them to especially reduce their operational costs. So as I had mentioned before, based on customer experience and the research we've done with many of these enterprise accounts, they've actually been able to reduce the amount of troubleshooting time that they spend by 20% and increase the accuracy of their diagnosis by 99%, over 99%. Mm-hmm. So this has allowed them to actually get to a resolution faster, which means that it's going to help the end users actually get back to accessing the business services that they need. So, yes, we have hundreds of enterprise customers, thousands of enterprise customers who are using remote support today, and they're across all of the industries.
All right. How does this perhaps help on a compliance level? Are there some companies out there that are using this to help them with their compliance or perhaps regulatory issues, reporting issues, audits? And then secondarily, what does this bring to the table for those organizations that themselves are acting like service bureaus? Perhaps they've adopted ITIL, the Information Technology Infrastructure Library methods, and need to have a certain SLA requirements met, so service level agreements. So how about that, compliance and service level agreements? Also back to you, Dion.
Mm-hmm. So in regards to compliance, the way that this can actually help customers is by having that single view of their environment. So if they are having to keep track of what's actually included in their environment, in their infrastructure, this is going to help them because they do have a full view and they're able to better manage that. So that really helps, I think, in terms of compliance. Also, from a security perspective, this gives customers the flexibility to integrate these remote support processes into whatever security policies and procedures they actually have in place. So this will comply with the security practices that they need in order to achieve their compliance.
That's right, because this involves access to some sensitive systems,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's right, and it's highly secure. It's using industry standard security protocols. Now, in regards to service management, remote support and especially remote support PAC also supplies some critical pieces to a company's service management model. Incident management and asset management and continual service improvement are just some of the key examples. So if you think about ITIL and the fact that we have a life cycle which includes strategy and design and transition and then operation and continual service improvement, this is going to help to automate many of those support processes that you need on an ongoing operational basis, whether it's incident management, it can assist with help desk management, asset management. So our solution is designed to really help customers in the phases of service management, especially focused on operations and continual service improvement.
All right, back to you, Claudia. How should companies know if they're a good candidate for this? Are there certain, perhaps, costs that they're incurring or downtime levels that they are suffering? Who are the people that should be saying, wow, I've got these key indicators, I should be looking for outside help, remote support, that sort of assistance?
As Dion indicated earlier, all IT organizations that are under tremendous pressure to help the business achieve the business outcomes, and this is, as Dion said, to accelerate business growth, meaning making better use of people and resources, and this is enabled by using automated support processes to operate 24/7 so that the customer's IT staff can really focus on their core business activities, but at the same time to control over how remote support is integrated to best enhance their support processes. Another business driver is reducing costs. So, for example, at many companies, IT managers understand that ongoing administration maintenance of their existing infrastructure really consumes most of the IT budget. So there are several reasons why this is true. So on the one side, much staff is needed in order to manage and monitor the whole infrastructure as well as troubleshooting IT issues. And this can be definitely expensive in both time and money, and remote support can definitely contribute to this. And last not least is also to mitigate the risk to the business. This means also to invest in solutions that help to reduce unplanned downtime, leading to an inability to meet business objectives.
All right, great. Well, I think we have a much better understanding of what remote support means. Do we have any sense of, in the future direction, of if there are other IT function sets that will fall under this umbrella? Is there an expanding trend towards more inclusion of technologies and infrastructure? And I'll throw this out to either of our panelists.
Yes, so I believe that down the road we will see an expansion of the product sets that are actually covered by remote support. And I think that we'll begin to look at the total environment. So in addition to the infrastructure, I think that moving forward we'll also see organizations looking at how to automate processes, how to actually help with the monitoring and troubleshooting of applications. So, yes, we do believe that down the road in the future, there will be an expansion of the coverage.
Well, great. We've been talking about how to better monitor and resolve and automate ongoing performance of IT systems and enterprises. I want to thank our panelists. We've been talking with Dion Morgan. She's a worldwide marketing manager in HP Technology Services. Thank you so much, Dion.
You're welcome.
And also Claudia Ulrich, a communications manager on the delivery engineering team at HP. Thank you so much, Claudia.
Thank you.
This is Dana Gardner, principal analyst at Inner Arbor Solutions. You've been listening to a sponsored Briefings Direct podcast. Thanks for listening, and come back next time.